This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Studio in Washington. I have a smile on my face because I'm about to laugh. Also featuring Ken Kessler, monitoring our social media and media. And then there's Jennifer Horn, who's attached.
Saving the best for last.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so no, we have to get to 24. This is a big news story today. Jack is chasing various and sundry things, the bad guys. I thought it was interesting. Benjamin Bratt has turned out to be a bad guy. But then there is something that a lot of people haven't realized. Jennifer has her television report later on in this hour. And included in that might be a review of what I discovered. I think it was yesterday or Sunday. I was seeing something. What people, when I say earlier to Kenny, can you track the ratings on 24? Because 24 is one of the only television programs we really all watch and we all are interested in. So when the show is on Monday night, they typically are getting about 10 million viewers, which is what they'd had, and actually a little better, frankly, than what they'd had the last time the series was on. What people are not entering into is the reality that on Friday night, they've done something different this time. They're playing it back on Friday night, 9 o'clock, and the viewership is almost as strong on Friday as it is on Monday.
It's great if you miss it, if you forget to tape it or something.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
But in terms of what the ratings are, this could be a stupendous success for them. Under the circumstances, they didn't do what happens with a lot of primetime shows, as you know, is they run them for 24 to 26 weeks, and then they replay them in the summertime if the ratings are any good during the regular season. Because there's no ratings measurement between the end of May and the 1st of November. So that's why all the new shows don't start till the end of September, 1st of October. They get them ramped up for measurement in November. But in terms of what gets replayed, you never saw a replay. The 24 season went on and it went off, and they didn't bring it back again. They would play it back. I think there was one, I'm trying to remember what season it was. Kenny, you're probably better remembering this than I am, but there was a season or two when they were doing what they are now, but I don't remember where they played. It wasn't again, and it wasn't a prime time replay, if I remember correctly.
No, it was something like A&E or one of the...
Yeah, they put it on a
running,
thing. Right. Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, those of you who don't want the spoiler of it, I won't tell you that both mom and the kid got thrown out the window last night.
Yeah. That was great.
Was he the stepson? Yeah, oh, that's right. His stepfather. Yeah, right.
He was bad. He was a bad man.
Yeah, they got it. Okay, so anyway, that's enough on 24. The essence of what's going on today is Tuesday, so there are more primary battles. Is that the right terminology?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Battles?
It sounds more exciting. Elections, you know.
It sounds game showy.
Right.
You know, like reality TV.
Like Battle of the Bands or something. Like they're going to have a sing-off or something.
Well, it's Judgment Day for two of the longest-serving members of Congress, both of whom are fighting for their political lives.
I don't know who they are, and I don't know what side of the aisle they're on, but boot them both.
One of them is a Republican, Richie, and one of them is Democrat.
Good. All right.
Thad Cochran is a Mississippi Republican, been a senator for a number of years. And then there's Charlie Rangel, who God knows should be gone. They've served more than four decades, the two of them.
Oh my gosh.
They've been 40-plus years on Capitol Hill.
Beat it.
Yeah.
Don't you love how fair and balanced Rich is? He says, get rid of them. One's Democrat, one's Republican. I'm proud of you, Rich.
You know what? I'm a good American.
And you know why they should go? among other reasons. One of the things...
Because the dust on him is causing allergies for all the other members of Congress. No?
That may be one
like
of the
dust mites or something?
Yeah. There continues to be all of these things that show up every single day. There's something else that makes you wonder about oversight, because that's part of the job of those people who are there to serve you, Richie, to serve you, Jennifer, to serve...
Yeah.
They are not there to serve themselves, even though that's kind of what it's turned out to be. They're there to serve you.
Yeah, what a load.
So when you see the continuing unfolding of dramas like the IRS, here's the latest development. John Koskinen, who is the new head of the IRS, back on Capitol Hill, says that his agency has not obstructed justice, has not obstructed Congress in its probe of targeting the political groups. No one in their right mind believes a word this guy has the balsam to say. When they can't find emails from Lois Lerner and from five of her assistants that all focus directly on the targeting of the Tea Party and other political groups as well.
All right. So about 30...
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Doug 7 Good Day program featuring Rich McFadden.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So about 30 to 40 feet behind me, we have servers, all these servers in the outside the room.
Well, I'll take an iced tea, please.
Would you like one?
Oh, different kind of
and,
server.
I want an ice cream float.
Yeah, martini.
Float, please.
Better. Good idea.
And part of the job of one of these servers is it's got tapes. Okay.
Yeah.
And we've recently switched all of our backup tapes.
Yeah.
We've recently switched all of our email to Gmail, so we don't do the tapes anymore. But every single day, one person's job was to come in and put that tape in for Monday.
Uh-huh.
And it would back up all of our emails for everything. And we kept a year's worth of emails on these tapes. That's in addition to what is saved on the servers. So that if the servers crashed, the tape still had a backup of all of the emails of the whole network.
Do you guys really do that much important stuff that you had to do on that?
We do.
No, they make so many mistakes they need to cover.
Well,
figure out how to cover them.
A lot of it has to do with sales. A lot of it has to do with, you know, stuff like that. So,
my secret phone numbers.
You're right. Yeah. Exactly. So we do this. The government is required to do this. The company...
No, wait a minute. Hold on. May I make an observation, please?
Yeah.
I'm putting my hand up. Please, may I speak?
Please.
Please. Okay. So I say this lovingly because Richie and I laugh. Sometimes we fight, but often we laugh about some of the things that go wrong. And because the technology at Radio America sometimes leaves a little bit to be desired.
Oh, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. This is the guy who couldn't sign into his email yesterday.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. I was going to pay you a compliment.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So if these guys at Radio America, who are not necessarily nincompoops, but they're not always right on. I mean, there are some pretty smart people at Radio America, but they don't have a lot of sophisticated...
going well. Trying to give a compliment. No, not
quite
going well.
Compliment.
Hold on a sec. You're
a nincompoop. Who even said
you
that?
You are such a jackass. You really are.
Hold on just a second. I'm not finished
you
yet.
You better get to him before I throw down here.
Hold on just a second.
He may be bad at technology, but he's good at pushing a button.
No.
Yeah. Your button is about to get pushed, and I won't know how to put it back on.
So, if these people at Radio America can back up and have the technology in order to serve the people that are working with them and
right.
save all this stuff, why in the name of God
I'll tell you why.
Can the federal government not do it?
I'll tell you why.
Okay, Regine. I was just setting you up.
They don't want to.
They fired their company who does the tape backup storage for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a good question.
Because they're crooks.
They are nincompoops.
Right. So they fired the company that does all of the tape. They hire out a company that does that. They fired them. So when the hard drive went bad with all of her emails on it, the backups were no longer there either.
Handy. There you go. And was that
something
on purpose?
Dirty
that was on purpose.
Denmark.
I think that was on purpose. I think that's
absolutely
the point she's trying to make.
So then you got to ask yourself the next question. Why was it on purpose? Who was it protecting?
They're crooks.
Was it protecting the president?
Yeah.
Was it protecting certain senators?
See, I think it is that they really are idiots, and they don't know what they're doing.
No.
They're so out of touch with everything that they really are clueless.
In some cases, yes, but this is so deliberate.
Backing up your email is such a routine, basic function of a large organization. It has to be deliberate.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You make your own judgments. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken or Jennifer at DougStefan.com or help yourself to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. What say you on this?
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome athlete response.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery and $6.29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
This line's boring.
Whoa. Talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If you're carrying emotional baggage, that's not considered a carry-on, so you won't have to pay extra. If a dog pees on your sandcastle, I'd start a new sandcastle. If you want to spend less on a hotel, keep listening by utilizing your ears.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the 4th of July sale. Hurry and book by July 4th or travel by July 9th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Okay, so you're listening to the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Richie and Jennifer and Ken and I talking about the IRS and malfeasance there. I'm just thinking of all the people in the government that belong in jail. There are a lot of people in the IRS who belong
in bigger jail.
Yeah, in jail. There are a lot of people at the VA that belong in jail. There are a lot of people who are associated with the NSA that belong in jail. Now, how many other people up and down? This thing goes so deep, it seems to me. And again, maybe it's not just the culture of this administration, it's just where everything has gone because government's gotten so big. But think about the implications of all of these things. I just gave you three agencies that are basically in shambles. And it's because of the management, it's because of these people, the arrogance that you see. And it may go back, you see, this is what is going to set the tone for the loss of Thad Cochran in Mississippi, who's going to lose today, and Charlie Rangel in New York, who's going to lose today. And the other, there are seven states from the East Coast to the Mountain West that are holding primaries today. A lot of people are going to just lose because this stuff keeps going around. It's kind of like a jury in a cage. It's going around and around and around and around.
Politicians have to spend their whole career getting reelected, and that is the problem.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the problem.
It takes money to get reelected.
Yeah,
so
right.
You get all this garbage.
We're so smart here. Isn't it refreshing? Richie, thanks for being featured on the Doug Stefan Good Day program.
I'm glad to be a feature here. Thank you.
Free time.
time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Diana Ross is going to perform at Ashley Simpson's wedding.
Why, Dougie?
Because she likes Ashley Simpson.
No.
Well, look at the people who are going to be on this stage at this wedding.
Well, first, it's because Ashley Simpson is marrying her son.
Marrying Diana Ross's son.
Correct, yes.
Right. Evan Ross is marrying Ashley Simpson, but also performing Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson.
That's awesome. I would marry him just for that wedding.
Yeah, that's
a great show. That's a hot ticket there, man.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, exactly. Stevie Wonder and Smokey Robinson. By the way, I said this yesterday. Maris and I were driving around in a truck with Charlotte, and because she's going to have her other eye removed tomorrow because there's no hope that she's going to get vision back, so she will spend the rest of her life blind, which is upsetting to me, but we had a laugh about it.
Why did they want to remove the eye? Just because
it's nothing there. It's not.
It'll deteriorate. Oh. So.
Right. So Charlotte is moving around in the truck, moving her head around, looking around, and I thought for a second, she looked like
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
You want to get her some cool dark glasses?
With the nod.
Well, Kenny has a picture that he posted at Facebook, and this is sort of, I guess, the Charlotte update. She is very, very good. Her health is very, very good. She's her appetite is back to normal. She is back to normal physically. But she just can't see anything.
Can you imagine how her senses must be? Because dogs already have that, you know, amazing sense. And they can hear things. Without her eyes, I can only imagine what kind of stuff is going on.
I've been talking to an animal communicator who said that as far as Charlotte is concerned.
Of course
you have. No. Right, we have been talking to this woman who's really very good. As a matter of fact, I think I'll have her on the program someday because she's fascinating. But the essence of what she says Charlotte's going through is a readjustment. That's all. Animals are much different than humans. I'm wasted by this. I'm horrified by it. But in essence, Charlotte says, "Okay, we got to move on now. Just we'll take this as
dogs figure it out, man.
Yeah,
take a leg, boom, they figure it out.
Right. And so she's not all worked up about this." the way I am. I mean, I want her to be able to have a normal, healthy, happy life, and she's just moving on. She's ready.
Well, this is just part of her normal, happy, healthy life now.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. And she's accommodating it, or it's finding ways to accommodate it, as I said, better than I am. So, anyway, but those who want, I know we have tons of people at Facebook on the question, how's Charlotte, what's the update? So she's doing physically much better, but she's going to lose the other eye, so she will never be able to see again, and that bothers me, but it doesn't apparently bother her. So, God love her. We've got one of those halos. Have you ever seen those for blind dogs? They put them on them while they get adjusted to.
No.
By the way, they strap onto their head, and they have an outreach of about a foot on either side, so that when they're walking and they come close to something, they just bump into it and they move themselves away from it. And in that way, they get used to. She's already pretty used to the house and back to the smells and things that a part of her life, but when she's outside, you know, on the lawn, I don't leave her alone now. I put her on a run, or I just have her on a leash, or I'm with her and I walk with her to wherever we're going, but I don't leave her out alone now because she doesn't have a sense of, you know, where she's going, so obviously you got to keep your eye on her. She's so funny because she's so strong. She heads straight for things that, you know, she's used to. She knows where she's going because, again, as you said, Richie, you can smell her way to the familiar places.
Sure.
And so we have to build, we're going to build a ramp up one of the back steps because they were too steep and she used to be able to walk up them, but she, you know, she can't now. But it just is very interesting. As you said, they have got it figured out. And your dog probably did too when you...
When she broke her leg, it was like, okay. You know, now the leg's fine, but when she broke it, it was okay.
Yeah.
I got three.
I'm so thankful for all of you who have followed her and sent good wishes. Thank you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, whether or not you have a new puppy in the house or have had a dog for many, many years, dog bowls are a necessary part of giving your dog food or water, let's face it. And just like with any other item you buy for your pet, you should stop and consider a few important factors. First of all, the bowl size is crucial in consideration depending on the needs and requirements of your dog. Here's some of the things you need to look for. Is it easy to clean? You know, bacteria and germs stay in the dog's bowl. So I personally recommend stainless steel. You can put it in the dishwasher. It's easy to clean. And it will get rid of that bacteria. Also, is it spill-proof? You don't want to mess all over the floor. Is it durable? Is it going to last? Is it easy to maintain and dishwasher safe? As I said, dishwasher safe is critical from my perspective. Is it sized for your dog? And is it safe to use? That's really critical. You know, one of the bowls that I use for my pets, and it's very, very common, it's available at all the pet stores, is a stainless steel bowl with a rubber bottom so it doesn't slide and it can be used in a dishwasher to keep it clean. Check your dog's bowl. Maybe it's time for a new one. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment.
to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spend quality time. You don't necessarily have to begin your day with us.
I begin my day with us, and it works out pretty well.
That's nice.
We should.
That's because you're motivated. Well, I've been at this a lot longer. Yeah. We are leaders. We are thought leaders here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Program features Rich McFadden.
That's right. Here I am.
Features Jennifer Horn.
Hey, I get top billing.
Features. Well, I like to spread it around.
She should. Yeah. She's way hotter.
Really? And that's really a predicator as to who gets
top
billing?
Well, that's just one of the reasons that she should get top billing. She's the top dog.
All successful people become successful because they give some of their talent and ability in service to others, Richie. So remember that.
Really?
You can contribute in some way. You have something going for you that other people do not.
I gotta figure out what it is.
He does. Right, exactly. No matter how small your talent.
I know one of your best things is you can formulate a very cohesive argument in a very short amount of time.
Uh-huh. Who, Doug?
You.
Oh, me.
You can present yourself in a way that is very good. But Rich, I hate to say this, Dougie, he puts it together even quicker than you do. You do it fast as well.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Doug, you are always blaming me for twisting your words around.
Mm-hmm. That's why. Now you know.
He's so easy.
It's so easy.
You watch somebody for 17 or 18 years, you start to learn the way that they think.
Uh-huh.
And so it makes it easy just to kind of push button A.
Yeah. Okay, well, button A is available. We have the television report. Jennifer's going to update us on Greta Van Susteren and the interview she did with Hillary Clinton. A lot of the Fox Nazis are angry because they think there are too many softball Hillary Clinton interviews.
But didn't we just learn from Bill O'Reilly that Greta Van Susteren's liberal? So why is this a big surprise?
Right.
She'd be on Team Hillary.
Uh-huh. Okay. So the World Cup continues to attract a lot of people, 25 million viewers yesterday, to the United States draw against Portugal, 2-2, most watched soccer game ever in the United States. It wasn't yesterday?
This Sunday.
Oh, really?
This Sunday. Huh.
See, there's Richie again. There's Jennifer. See?
Yep.
Would most people have known it was Sunday? Probably they would have.
Yeah,
I wouldn't because
yeah.
I didn't get it.
25 million.
You're just talking about 25 million people.
All right.
And it's also one of the biggest social media events of all time.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. 24.9 million tweets during the Super Bowl versus 12 million tweets during the Brazil-Croatia game and 20 million interactions during the U.S.-Portugal game.
All right, so what happened in Los Angeles yesterday connected to the World Cup, Jen?
Well, Mexico played somebody. I admittedly am not watching this at all, but Mexico played somebody, and so they won.
They played Croatia.
Croatia,
they
okay.
won 3-1.
And they won. Right. And the town went absolutely nuts. The streets were closed down in Huntington Park because all of these fans just went out on the street. They were playing soccer. They were throwing things up in the air and just having, full-on riots. It was like when the Lakers win a championship. I mean, just
what,
chaos.
What is there? What is there about these things that cause people to want to riot, to break into stores, to burn cars? What is it?
That's not good. I mean, that's not happy stuff.
What about the joy and glee of winning makes you want to destroy somebody else's property?
Right.
And let me tell you, also jumping in the middle of the street, still, even if you're not doing anything, doesn't appeal to me. Look, I am an ultimate Kings fan. They just won the Stanley Cup. You know, I was very excited. I jumped up and down indoors. I didn't actually go outside and have to, scream and yell.
I get it that you want to celebrate with the city and you want to celebrate with
lots
of people.
That's why they have like parades and stuff.
Yeah, but I don't understand the burning cars, turning cars over.
Nobody does.
Looting stores, the thing. What I think it is that thugs, the amount of people get the opportunity to
excuse.
Yeah, to when the riot ensues, to do some harm and they
think
it's fun.
And people are lemmings and then they follow along in the same pattern as these bad guys.
So quickly, if we run down the World Cup group leaders. In Group A, Brazil and Mexico are leading with 7 points. Uh-huh. In Group B, the Netherlands and Chile are leading with, Netherlands have 9 points, Chile has 6. Spain is all but out, and they won the whole thing, the whole chalupa last time. Group C, which is my wife's group, Colombia leading with 6 points. Greece down at the bottom with 1. Group D, Costa Rica with 6 points. Italy behind them with 3. Group E, France with 6 points.
Wake up, Dougie.
Group F, Argentina with 6. Nigeria with 4. Listen to that, Dougie.
Where's Ghana? I love Ghana.
Ghana is coming up here in Group G. The Germany and the
Ghana
United States
and Germany
are tied at 4, and Ghana has 1 point. And Ghana's a good team. And last but not least, Dudley. Group H. Belgium with 6 points.
Glad to hear that.
Algeria.
That's it, right?
Exactly. There you go.
I can't even.
That's your update.
There's how much, what do we have?
Stefan over there.
Are we
really interested.
That in Los Angeles, people were rioting over Mexico winning, but when Team USA won last week,
Yeah, right. Well, look at the context of what's going on. And
what does that tell you about the fans of Team USA and the fans of Team Mexico?
Yeah.
Enough.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug and Jen and Kenny and me. Email is supplanted sometimes by our Facebook and Twitter account, facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Any comments on the World Cup, Kenny?
No, but that is part of our poll today.
It's
because we don't talk about it.
Okay. The poll today at DougStefan.com, which sport do you watch on television the most? A, the World Cup. B, Wimbledon. C, NASCAR. D, Major League Baseball. E, other things. What could you be
which
watching?
Which sport are you watching? So.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay.
There's an interesting story at DougStefan.com today from the Bay State, where neighbors had to get the police involved when One said the other was making so much racket watching the World Cup, they couldn't enjoy watching NASCAR. So one neighbor's watching the World Cup event, and the windows are all open because it's warm, and they're yelling and screaming in the house.
So you got the NASCAR
the guy next
redneck
door
yelling
watching
at the foreigner,
NASCAR. Right.
The foreigner watching the World Cup.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
So that story is
a good wrestling match.
DougStefan.com. Activists and journalists around the world are outraged. Outraged, I tell you. Upset beyond belief that three Al Jazeera journalists in Egypt convicted of aiding the Muslim Brotherhood, Peter Grest, Mohammed Fahmy, and Bahr Mohammed, all English journalists, English-speaking journalists, denied the charges, which included spreading false news, endangering national security. Each was sentenced to 7 years in jail. So how do we get these guys out of jail, or do we care? Can we trade? Who can we trade? Can we trade Geraldo Rivera for these three? What do you think? Who's done more in America to hurt the cause of who's helped maybe? Who ought to live in Egypt and is living here? I was being facetious about Geraldo Rivera. But who is it?
We still got a few left in Gitmo. We can give them up.
Yeah. Why not? Get these people back.
Send them right back along.
I don't know that they're English speaking. I do not know. I think Peter Grest is an Englishman. I don't think any of them are Americans, actually. I think Fahmy is an Egyptian. And I don't know about Bahr Mohammed. But anyway, they all said, we didn't do it. We didn't do it. We didn't have to do it. Anyway, I don't know that this is a big deal, or is it? Is it because if it was NBC, CBS, or Fox, would we be more upset? But Al Jazeera.
I think people are shocked because they see Al Jazeera as a friendly broadcast entity
to the Muslim Brotherhood.
It just goes to show that the factions inside the Middle East, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to fight with each other, and if you're on their side, we're going to go after you.
Speaking of the Middle East, most Americans say the Iraq war was not worth what it cost. I'm talking about in large numbers. Poll released.
Especially now that everything's falling apart.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. 18%. 18% say the war was worth it. 18% of Americans think the result of the war in Iraq was worth the loss of American lives and the trillions of dollars that we have spent. The lowest percentage ever. This is a CBS News poll. 75% do not think the Iraq war was worth it. And that's up. And every time this thing gets done and has been done since the war sort of slowed down coming to an end in 2011, certainly when we got into it in 2003, most of the people that supported George Bush thought that this was the right thing to do. Now look at what hindsight proves.
There is no sense of state there.
How do you mean?
That's what the problem is.
We created a situation where three factions are sharing the country.
Oh, well, yeah. So we haven't. Yeah.
And we expected them to work it out. Doug,
right.
And
there's no pride or there's no ownership of their country. They could care less about the state of Iraq.
Well, and they're also incapable of working that kind of stuff out themselves.
Right. So there's no sense of you have this Sunni militants attacking the Shiite military, and the Shiites are just kind of, I don't care about Iraq. Boom, throw down my guns, run away.
Yeah.
Take all
my
uniform.
There are guns.
I'm not going to die for the state of Iraq.
19% of people in this country think sending ground troops into Iraq is a good idea. These people, but do they pay any attention to these things?
You're not going to fix these people. Let them fight in their sandbox.
Yeah. Let them figure it out. It's not up to us to help them to figure it out at all. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe we cannot stop time, but the bags and puffiness under your eyes do not need to be there at all. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can definitely get rid of them, starting right, N-O-W, right now, naturally, without surgery. This is the way to combat wrinkles and facial lines, the new Genucel for bags and puffiness. Special therapy from special science. Men and women everywhere are talking about how great they look. This is America is a great country in so many ways. we have the ability to figure this sort of thing out. It may be that we have a lot of problems, but we also have a lot of people who are very smart, and they've come up with things using stem cell therapy. It's a serum. When you put it around your face, around your eyes, you will feel there's something about it. It's not watery and it's not sticky. It just feels different. It goes right to work. The effects you'll see in 12 hours. So call 800-543-9262 and get on the GenuCell bandwagon. 800-543-9262. Order GenuCell right now by calling that number and mention my name. They'll make sure to send you a jar of the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment. So your entire face is going to be treated, and it'll look luxurious, lavish, lovely. Wrinkles and facial lines, poof, gone. No nasty Botox, no surgery. Just order GenuCell by dialing 800-543-9262. And the good thing here is that it is a guaranteed product, that if you don't have results, then you get your money back. They don't want to take money from you if something's not going to work. That's the way it is. Work, pay for it. Doesn't work, don't pay for it. 800-543-9262 for GenuCell.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that? ABVI. ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
There was 57 channels and 11 miles. 57 channels.
All right, so let's get to the news here. Barbara Walters is going to guest star on The View. Wow, there's big news there, huh?
I know, breaking news.
Hello, I'm back.
She's only been gone since mid-May. Right. But she's coming back. She's announced that she's going to drop by the talk show on Friday to help promote her 2020 interview with Peter Roger, the father of Elliot Roger, the man who went on the shooting spree near the campus of University of California.
And they'll
California
all scream and yell, and the audience will stand up and give her a round.
Oh,
standing ovation. Barbara is so wonderful. And she'll wave to the audience and do like, oh, I'm
is Barbara
so
the news anchor version of the Rolling Stones? Like a farewell
like
tour
Keith
again.
Richards, it's climbing a palm tree.
Yeah, no, a farewell tour again and again and again and again.
Hey, see people here. You won't miss because they're coming back are all the judges of American Idol. Jennifer Lopez, Harry Connick Jr., and Keith Urban all officially signed on to
the
fourth season. Not back yet. Ryan Seacrest also continuing to host the show. Yeah. Now, there's a show that started on ABC. It's called Rising Star, and it was this interactive voting show.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do that well in the ratings. It got beat by So You Think You Can Dance and America's Got Talent. But 5 million votes were cast in the real-time voting on Sunday's two-hour premiere. So that's pretty good for the show. The top 10 performers will be featured again. I think next week is how it works.
Dougie, one of the guys, the one act that I saw, did Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Really?
Oh,
I put
cool.
a spell on you.
And there's no age limit
great.
For this one, right?
I'd like to see that.
I don't know. I just saw two of the performers, and they were good, but I didn't see the whole show, so I didn't get enough to feel like whether the show had a cohesive kind of theme to it. But
Brad Paisley, Kesha, and Ludacris are the judges. Those are pretty big names in all pop, rap, and country music. Conan O'Brien was in a little trouble. He hit a home, and it was removed removed from a Rhode Island auction house after he paid back some taxes on the property. Town officials told the Westerly Sun that O'Brien paid his $8,000 bill on Friday morning, and the property valued at about $723,000 now back in his pocket, so that's good.
Yeah. That's a cheap shot. For whatever the reason.
Town taxes. It's not like he's dueling with Uncle Sam.
Right.
But he's going to lose his house over it.
One of his many houses. 51 after.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Wow.
Ken Kessler, name that decade the song is from.
80s. Oh, gosh, it sounds so modern, it could have come out today.
Doug, you're right. It's one of our production songs from Retro 80s, and it sounds like it's from Beverly Hills Cop, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Yeah.
It does, Doug.
That's funny.
Hi, there are a number of things that are, some of them are funny, some of them are serious, but we're going to review for you, first, fast and factually, what's new at DougStephan.com in just a moment. Stand by.
This year, the Big Ten Conference celebrated the 100th anniversary of its Big Ten Medal of Honor. 24 student-athletes representing 17 different sports were honored. It's the first intercollegiate athletic award to underscore the importance of both academics and sports. The Big Ten Medal of Honor is awarded to one male and one female athlete from each Big Ten graduating class who have excelled both on and off the field. The 2014 distinguished student-athletes include academic All-American and all Big Ten honorees, and both national and conference champs. Past winners include Mike Hopkins, now a flight engineer for the International Space Station, who won the award while at the University of Illinois in 1992, and Super Bowl-winning quarterback Drew Brees, the 2001 recipient from Purdue. These former winners, along with the 2014 class of recipients, represent the best that the student-athlete experience has to offer. To learn more about the Big Ten Medal of Honor, visit BigTen.org.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
Okay, at DougStephan.com today, we're carrying a story, a heart-wrenching story, of a three-year-old girl being asked to leave a Kentucky Fried Chicken store in Jackson, Tennessee, or is this Jackson, Wyoming, Kenny? Jackson, I think it's Jackson, Tennessee.
I think it was Mississippi, actually.
Oh, was it Jackson, Mississippi? Okay, there's a Jackson everywhere. Anyway, the reason that she was asked to leave, can you imagine? This is a good reason to boycott all Kentucky Fried Chicken stores.
Don't go there just yet. All right, Keep going.
All right, here we go. I'm just saying this is the result of what one person deemed uncomfortable. She is disfigured. And her appearance, according to the KFC manager, was scaring customers. Now, at least that's what everybody thought. Turns out it was a story that wasn't true. Excuse me. My orange is going down the wrong way, Richie. The family was interested in cashing in. So apparently they sued, or in one way or another, they got gifts. People were all worked up about this. She got free surgery.
Her grandmother raised $135 in cash.
$135,000.
Once the story went viral that they were kicked out.
Kelly Mullins is her name.
Right, and KFC had even kicked in $30,000. And then,
You got played.
You got played, KFC.
Yeah. Well, she was apparently hurt, disfigured by the pit bulls, right?
She was disfigured because of the pit bulls.
Okay. So she'd gone to the hospital, and apparently they didn't have enough money to pay for the operations. Is that true?
Right.
That's unknown at this point.
It is. Okay, so what is known? The grandmother was smart enough to create a hoax, and therefore they got enough money to pay for the surgery to bring this child back around to being able to survive.
I don't think the grandmother planned on this being as big as it got. She made a Facebook page, and I think she was hoping to get some donations, but it went viral, and it's huge, and now KFC has investigators looking at surveillance tapes from all of the stores near this hospital, and she and the daughter are not on any of them.
How do you think they picked KFC?
Good question.
Why not as something else?
Why not a McDonald's or why not
because
a Wendy's?
There is a, in this hospital, there's a big plaque of Colonel Sanders because he made a giant donation.
Wow.
So it's probably top of mind.
Mm-hmm. So $135,000 she got out of it. Pretty smart, actually. And then the sad thing is the girl sort of is a victim twice.
Yeah, and what does she learn from all that?
Well, she's only 3 years old.
I have a feeling grandma's about to get sued by KFC.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. We have to, well, what happens to the money?
It's a lot of bad publicity.
Yeah. It was, but did she do it? Is she not guilty because she was doing it to try to help her granddaughter?
Yeah, if the money actually went to the surgery, they'll probably not press it.
Right. 59 half the hour on Good Day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.